Welcome to Money Myths Busted, the myth of the millionaire mindset. I find this topic so fascinating because, as a screenwriter, I've seen firsthand how narratives around wealth, especially this idea of a millionaire mindset, can really shape people's behaviors, sometimes for better, sometimes, well, not so much.
Absolutely. And from my perspective, having worked with so many individuals navigating their financial lives, I've noticed how these mindsets can be incredibly powerful, but also incredibly misleading. It's like, is it really all in your head, or is there something more to it?
Exactly. It's a great question. I mean, we're constantly bombarded with messages about how to think your way to riches, but what does wealth really mean? Is it just about cold, hard cash, or is it something more nuanced?
Well, that's where it gets interesting, right? The definition of wealth has evolved so much over time. I mean, think about it. 35,000 years ago, wealth might have meant having enough tools and food. Now, it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, the input text mentions Adam Smith defining wealth as the annual produce of the land and labor of the society in the Wealth of Nations. So even back then, it was about more than just accumulating possessions.
Right, it's about productivity, about creating value, and later economists built on that idea, considering things like human capital, you know, education, skills. It's not just what you own, but what you can do.
I see. So it's this complex interplay of tangible assets like property and intangible assets like knowledge and skills. And how do things like liabilities factor into the equation? Is it really just assets minus liabilities equals wealth?
Well, in the simplest terms, yes. Net worth is typically defined that way. But the input text also highlights the subjective nature of wealth. What's considered wealthy in one context might be barely making ends meet in another.
Oh, that's a really important point. $10,000 might be a life-changing sum in some parts of the world, but in others, it might not even cover a month's rent. So wealth is relative. It's context dependent.
Exactly. And it's also tied to social stratification, right? Wealth isn't just about individual prosperity. It's about where you stand in relation to others in your society.
Yeah. And that brings us back to this millionaire mindset. Is it about adopting the behaviors and beliefs of the wealthy, or is it about something more fundamental, something about how we view our own resources and potential?
And how does that mindset, whatever it may be, actually translate into tangible financial success? Is it just a feel-good concept, or can it actually make a difference in someone's life?
So we were talking about the millionaire mindset and whether it's really all it's cracked up to be. But I think before we go any further, we need to talk about what a millionaire even is these days, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The term gets thrown around a lot, but the reality is $1 million isn't what it used to be. I mean, think about it. $1 million in 1900 is equivalent to something like almost $40 million today. That's a huge difference.
Whoa, $40 million? That's mind-boggling. So someone with $1 million today wouldn't have the same purchasing power or economic impact as a millionaire a century ago. It really puts things into perspective.
Exactly. And with inflation and the rising cost of living, $1 million might be a comfortable nest egg, but it doesn't necessarily mean opulent wealth anymore. Especially, you know, depending on where you live.
Right. $1 million in New York City is going to get you a lot less than $1 million, say, in rural Kansas. So the geographical context matters a lot, too.
For sure. And then there's the whole global perspective. The input text mentioned that there were over $16 million millionaires worldwide in 2023. That sounds like a lot, but it's still a tiny fraction of the global population.
It is. And the input also highlighted the immense concentration of wealth. Just 1% of adults holding 46% of global wealth. That's a pretty stark statistic. It makes you question what wealth really means in a world with such disparity.
Yeah, it's a complex issue. And then there's the whole thing about money disorders, which really complicates the picture even further.
Money disorders? Tell me more about that. I'm intrigued.
Well, the input text described them as problematic financial beliefs and behaviors that can cause significant distress. Things like compulsive spending, hoarding, workaholism, even financial infidelity.
Wow. So it's not just about how much money you have, but also your relationship with money. That makes a lot of sense.
Right. And these disorders, they can affect anyone, regardless of their income level. It's not just a problem for the poor or the ultra rich. It's about the underlying psychological factors driving these behaviors?
So we've been talking about this millionaire mindset, but the input text really highlights how much the definition of millionaire has changed, even just in recent decades.
It's true. $1 million isn't what it used to be. I mean, think about it. Back in the early 2000s, there were reports of nearly 10 million millionaire households in the U.S. Now that number is, well, significantly higher.
Right. And the input text mentions these new categories, centimillionaires, even hectamillionaires. It's like we need new terms to keep up with the escalating levels of wealth.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling. And the concentration of wealth is even more striking. The input mentions that in 2023, New York City alone had 350,000 high net worth individuals holding almost $3 trillion. Trillion with a T.
It's a lot. And the input also talks about these ultra high net worth individuals, the UHNWIs, with $30 million or more. It makes $1 million seem, well, almost pedestrian.
Almost, yeah. But even when in that group, their stratification, the input talks about how places like Geneva, Singapore, and San Jose have incredibly high densities of these ultra-wealthy individuals.
So it's not just about being a millionaire anymore. It's about where you fall on this this spectrum of wealth. And I guess that ties into the millionaire mindset idea, right? Is it about striving for a certain level of wealth, or is it something else entirely?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? The input text mentions that it's not really about the money itself, but about a way of thinking, a way of approaching goals.
I see. So it's more about adopting certain habits and behaviors, like focusing on your goals, adapting to change, networking, things like that?
Exactly. It's about cultivating a mindset of abundance, of believing in your potential. And it's interesting because the input also talks about the importance of learning from mistakes, of not being afraid to fail.
So we've been unpacking this whole millionaire mindset idea, and it seems like it's less about the money itself and more about a particular approach to life, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. It's about cultivating certain habits like goal setting, adapting to change, networking. It's like building a foundation for success, regardless of your current financial situation.
Right. It's interesting how the input emphasizes the importance of a growth mindset. You know, constantly reviewing progress, breaking down large goals into smaller, more manageable tasks. That seems crucial for staying motivated, especially when pursuing long-term objectives.
Definitely. And it also mentioned something that really resonated with me, the idea of self-prophecy, like telling yourself you will achieve your goals, almost like a mantra. It sounds a little woo-woo, but I can see how that kind of positive self-talk could be powerful.
I get that. But honestly, I'm a little skeptical. Is it really just about thinking your way to riches? I mean, the input also talks about hard work, about learning from mistakes. It seems like actions speak louder than affirmations, right?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. The mindset provides the fuel, the motivation, but you still need to put in the effort, the actual work to make things happen. It's not magic.
True. And what about the whole don't lose money mantra? That seems like a pretty central tenet of this millionaire mindset. But how do you balance that with taking calculated risks, with, you know, investing and potentially losing some money in the process?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's about calculated risks, not reckless gambling. The input talks about working with mentors, doing your research. It's about making informed decisions, not just throwing money at every shiny new opportunity.
I see. So it's not about avoiding risk altogether, but about mitigating it, about being strategic. And what about the role of failure? The input mentions seeing failure as fuel, as a learning opportunity.
Exactly. It's about reframing failure, not letting it define you. It's about that resilience, that ability to bounce back, to keep pushing forward even when things get tough.
Right. And the input also touches on something really important, the importance of relationships, of social connections. It's not all about money. It's about, well, a balanced life, right?
For sure. It's about maintaining those connections, nurturing those relationships, even when you're striving for ambitious goals. It's about remembering what truly matters.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing that struck me was the distinction between man-made billionaires and the truly self-made ones. That whole idea of obsessive compulsive behavior towards wealth growth, it makes you wonder about the psychological cost of that kind of relentless pursuit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It raises questions about what we truly value and what we're willing to sacrifice in the pursuit of wealth. It's a complex issue with no easy answers.
Definitely. So to wrap things up, it seems like this millionaire mindset is a complex mix of practical habits, psychological strategies, and a healthy dose of resilience. It's not a magic bullet, but it can be a powerful tool for achieving your goals, whatever they may be.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's not about becoming a millionaire overnight. It's about adopting a certain way of thinking, a certain approach to life. And ultimately, it's about defining success on your own terms, not just chasing someone else's definition of wealth. Thanks for joining us on Money Myth Busted. We'll see you next time.